Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Grover tells Percy about his suspicions. Instead of the Furies asking where is he, they asked them where is it. As if they were searching for a thing rather than a person. Then Percy confesses that he didn't care about the quest. All he wanted was to retrieve his mom from the underworld. And Grover, who could sense emotions, told him he knew that already. But Percy had a feeling deep inside of him. He wanted to make his dad proud of him. Proud of claiming Percy as his son. When Percy protests, Grover just laughs and tells him that he will take the first watch. So Percy goes to sleep. In Percy's sleep, he sees darkness everywhere and a cold voice was dragging him inside. It was not the underworld. He could say that. The cold voice asked him to join him and will be better rewarded if they joined him instead of helping the gods. And Percy felt like the cold voice was taking Percy's energy to develop himself. Then he sees a golden image of his mother. He wants to scream, but no voice comes out. And the thing deep inside tries to pull him out. Then suddenly Annabeth wakes him and he sees Grover with a pink poodle. What was that poodle doing with Grover? Grover could also talk to animals. He was a man of many talents. Usually every satyrs are. The poodle told them that he was from a rich family and since he did not want to go with that family, he ran away. Family had put a great amount to whom who find the poodle. The poodle was willing to help the trio, so they returned it to the owner and collected the amount. Then they headed for a west going train. Percy feels that someone is watching him, and at any moment he can come before the stalker. Percy finds his picture and name everywhere. He was a prime suspect of his mother's murder. And Gabe offers money to a person who catches Percy. That was really cruel of Gabe. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.